All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, November 14th of 2024. And looking ahead here, we have a single NFL showdown tonight. We have a single NBA showdown tonight. And then we have a 10-game NHL slate. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there was a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, and then we have our build review show that we do twice a week, typically Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up here. I have plenty of questions that came in the Discord to get us started today, and then after those, we will jump over to any questions rolling in the live YouTube chat. So first question today. Two questions, and I apologize if you have already addressed this. No worries at all. If you build NBA lineups at 6:30 for a 7 p.m. slate and at 6:50, there is a projection change. Do you have to do a full rebuild to factor the change, or can you remove the save lineups, hit refresh, and then save and autofill again to account for the change? I feel like I have to rebuild because I have not ever noticed a difference. All right, good question. So The most important information as to whether or not you should change is going to come from the Discord, where we are summarizing the significant projection changes for the players. So for instance, if a sim runs, right, what changed, right? That is going to be the most important question you need to know in order to figure out, hey, should I update or not, right? So for instance, this is from yesterday from the Discord here. And what I would do is say that, or wait, hold on, lost it. Let me get this back. All right. So if I'm in NBA and I am looking at this, right? So there's two types of sims, right? One sim runs and it says no significant projection changes. Another sim runs and then it says, you know, Huff moved 4 points, right? That's pretty big, a 4-point adjustment. So I would probably want to at least rerun my contest sim for this additional information, right? So that's the first thing that you got to think about is like, hey, what additional information is coming in here that I want to update for? The second part would be, what should you do if there's no significant projection changes? It's kind of a personal choice. In my opinion, I think it's fine to leave it as is. You don't have to do anything. If you want to do something, you can rerun your contest sim. So think about it two ways. If no significant projection changes, what you can do is rerun your contest sim and resave your lineups. That's one way to do it. If you don't want to change it at all, I think that's okay. If you do see significant projection changes, I would recommend a rebuild. So those are the ways that I would be thinking about it. All right. Good start there. Looks like there's a second part of this question. Second part, what is the best way to late swap NBA with so many distinct start times? Do you late swap on a 7 o'clock slate for each new start time at 7:30, 8, 9, 10, etc.? I don't want to delude, but sometimes such a large projection change happens along the way. So a bit of a similar thought here, personally, right? If I'm seeing sims run and there are no significant projection changes and I'm happy with what I've been seeing, I'm going to leave it alone at least for like the first few windows, right? So like if we go back to a slate like yesterday and we just go and look at the start times. So here's the thing about NBA, right? First game might start, you know, for me at 4 o'clock, but the actual game doesn't start playing till like 4:10, right? And then I probably got to start my swap by like 4:20 to get it done in time. So by that point, only about 10 minutes have elapsed in the game. And I am, you know, what live information can really happen in 10 minutes in an NBA game, at least, that is going to make significant difference in like live projections, right? It's probably going to be more noise than anything, unless, you know, Gabe Davis has like a 90-yard touchdown to start the game, which has like happened before in NFL. So that's like one thing, right? But obviously the start times in NFL aren't that close. So at least in NBA, I don't think it's that important to like swap in the first window. And on a slate like this, I probably wouldn't even swap in the last window. But if I was playing on FanDuel yesterday where they had like all the games, if we go to FanDuel. So FanDuel's a little different, right? You do still get the access to the live projections if you're on Ultimate, but you don't have the live ownership, right? But even so, let's say nothing changes in this game and we get to the late games. And even in the late games, there's no significant projection changes. I would probably do a late swap just to account for the live projections up to that point. Now, there was plenty of news to be accounted for to warrant a late swap anyways, but I would still be going in there and doing a late swap just to account for live projections, because so many of these games have played out and the 4 o'clock game's probably over. The 4:30 games might be over. 5 o'clock games are probably in like the third or fourth quarter. There's a lot you can learn about the slate at that point that you want to account for with live projections. So no one size fits all answer, going to be a little slate dependent. So I hope that these ideas gave you some thoughts there. All right, next question. When late swapping, what's the easiest way to preserve specific lineups from the original set from being late swapped? If I built, say, 11 original lineups, but I want to late swap 8, then leave 3 untouched, what's the easiest way to do that? I want to preserve some contrarian lineups that the late swap just automatically is going to swap out of. So right now, you can't do this. And good news is that this is going to be changing with our late swap update. So we're doing that big late swap update on SaberSim beta right now. And on the beta, you're going to see that in the late swap, you're going to have this control, right? If you guys missed it, Jordan did a walkthrough with Scott recently talking about the new changes to beta. They've actually done two of those videos, but in the most recent one, it was a little more in depth, and Scott actually showed like, hey, you know, you can check one single contest at a time and select which lineups from that contest you want to swap, right? So this recent video, new and improved late SaberSim late swap walkthrough, was the original one. And then the second one was this one, more late swap beta features. So I will drop this one here in the chat for everyone to check out. But this one is going to show you how you can select certain lineups within a contest, a late swap, and leave certain ones undone. So that update is still being worked on. If you're on Ultimate, you can access it by using your regular login credentials at beta.sabersim.com. But that is a feature that is on the way for the exact use case you're talking about. All right, next question. This is for NBA, but kind of applies to NFL for me. My normal NBA classic slate is 320 max contests and a couple single entries, one single build, autofill unique, usually just mini uniques for adjustments. For the most part, my contest ROI for the 20 max is usually near the top, which is great, but struggle a little bit more in the single entries. It's still positive, but seems to be lacking. Any suggestions, separate builds, maybe? So I'm not 100% sure. I don't have any huge thoughts off the bat. What I would probably be doing is looking at your single entries across like a week, right? So like you're saying like, hey, I'm playing a couple single entries. So let's say you're playing 3, right? I would probably be looking at an entire week's worth of single entries and then kind of coming to like an opinion on how my single entries are doing from the entire week there. And then kind of trying to make some adjustments. And if I were to make adjustments, what I would be doing is I would be looking at the top lineups in the contest saying, hey, What are the top single entry lineups doing, and what do they look like, and why are they different? How are they grading out better than how my lineups are grading out? And honestly, that's probably going to be the best way to figure out how to get better in that specific contest type, is by studying lineups that are doing better than you, right? And one of the best ways to do that, if you go to Saber School up here in the top right, you go to SaberSim 101, you go to this SaberSim study and review, study the Sharks, reviewing past leads with the Saber system. It'll give you a lot of ideas about how to go about that research and what you should be looking for when doing it. So in my opinion, if you want to get better at single entries and you feel like you're struggling even over a period of time, I would be checking out that video and starting to study the best lineups in your contests. All right, next question. Are SaberSim field lineups the product of SaberSim ownership percentages, or is ownership projections a product of the field lineups? I thought I knew the answer, but my assumptions have been way off base all year. Good question. So the field lineups are built first. We call it like an ownership build. And then the exposures of the players in the ownership build become the ownership projection. So what we do is we build the ownership first, and you can see this in the contest tab, right? I go to contests and I can pop open any one of these sets here using this. Oh wait, that's to go to the contest. I'm sorry. I got to do it in the field lineups. Field lineups. I click the pop out. It's going to bring up the field lineup set. So like, hey, you know, this is the set of field lineups. These are the stack constructions, team stacks, player exposures, etc. here. So you can see like the exposures are loading. So this was for, I believe, the flagship MME one. And we see Jared McCain, 63.6% owned in high stakes MME, I guess. So then I go to high stakes MME. And McCain, 63. Are the product of that build. All right. Good question. Next one. I noticed for NBA and NFL DFS, Giant Squid and last Sunday's Millie Maker with negative ROI are taking down contests. However, the poker player in me tells me to ignore that and it should even out. I'm a tight player in poker and only play premium hands. Would it be the same approach? By the way, I haven't been profitable since early September and I play 6 days a week. Okay, so Giant Squid's interesting. I was looking at his lineups right from Sunday. So his portfolio overall was positive sim ROI, right? He was like 69 positive sim ROI in that contest. Now the lineup that won was not positive sim ROI, right? So a lot of people like making comments about that, but he's still generating a really when you're mass lineup that you enter be positive ROI. It's like I would be surprised if people are entering 150 lineups and every single lineup was positive sim ROI, right? But how are you doing overall, right? What does your set ultimately look like? Is honestly, in my opinion, like a better thing to look at, because individual lineups can be a little noisy, but when you're looking at all 150, then you get like a little bit better like sample size. So where's Squid? Yeah, positive 69%. But his, you know, his one lineup that won was negative. So that happens, right? But I mean, for me, the more important takeaway is like he is entering strong sets of lineups, and like, hey, you know, that lineup ended up coming through for him. So I wouldn't read too much into the one single lineup and ignore the other 149 lineups is basically what I'm trying to get at. And then, Jim, if I believe we reviewed your lineups recently, maybe even Monday. So in case you missed that, check out that build review. If not Monday, then maybe it was Friday. So Hopefully those tips and tricks I gave you can help you out. All right, next question. For DK, NFL main, and showdown slates, do you recommend filter out lineups with negative ROI? If so, can you please show me how? Yeah, I do recommend filtering out lineups with negative ROI. So, like, for instance, for today, we go back to NFL showdown tonight. Hold on, my Saber Sim is lagging a little bit. All right, so we're back. Two adjustments, two projections. Kick off this build. We'll just do 2K lineups. Go to the contest tab. I'm just going to create a contest sim for the flagship tonight, not the Millie Maker. Okay, got a custom contest sim. So important, you have to have your contest sims either manually set up or you have to upload your entry file, which is what we recommend. So then you build your lineups, you click run contest sim. So you're basically waiting for this to finish. And we're just waiting for the contest sim to finish right now. All right, so once the contest sim is finished, and you see the ROI metric available to you, you can even see the values underneath each lineup, go to filters, and then you go and create a filter that looks like this, where you say show lineups with ROI greater than zero. Now, the important thing is that if you have an entries file, you can use target ROI. If you do not have an entries file and you created one manually like I did, go to flagship MME, go to ROI, and then go to greater than zero. So target is looking for a contest in there. But if you have a manual one, you need to set it to that manual contest sim. And then you set it up. I renamed it because it will always be there for me. And then I can see that it has moved 1,500 lineups to the trash. So that is how that works. All right. Good question there. And just want to let everybody know, signing up for the Build Review Show, I am logging you guys and putting you guys on the list. And our next Build Review Show will be tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern. But looks like we're all caught up here in both the Discord and the YouTube chat. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next office hours. And for those of you playing some DFS tonight, good luck. Take care. Thanks. Bye.